वंदेहं
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of September, 1969, in Hamburg, Germany.
Vedic civilization, unless one hears, one is inquisitive for the solution of the problem, he is not on the human being stand. Because there are so many problems, the animals cannot inquire, but the man can inquire. So unless one comes to this point to inquire how these problems can be solved, he is not developed to human consciousness. He is still in animal consciousness. Actually, the problem is that what is this human civilization, advanced civilization? They are trying to solve problems. One problem is presented and they try to solve it, just like at the present moment they have manufactured atomic bomb and all the nations are anxious to keep peace and they have started that United Nations organization to solve the problem. Although they are unable, but they are trying. So, advancement of civilization means by nature some problem is offered and they are trying to solve it. Anything you take, it is an attempt for trying to solve the problem. Just like in your country, there is subway. What is that subway? Because on the surface there is enormous traffic. To solve this problem, they want to go underground. And in this way, somebody thinks, oh, Western countries are advanced. Then the Eastern countries, they have made some solution. But after that there is another problem. So problem after problem. So what is the ultimate problem? The ultimate problem is you do not want to suffer. That's all. We want comfortable, peaceful life. There is the ultimate problem. Is it not?
Yes.
Just think over. That is in Sanskrit language, it is called Aptanti Dukkha Nidvitti. Aptanti Dukkha Nidvitti, to solve the problems of misery. We don't want any kind of misery. We don't want him to suffer. We want very peaceful and joyful life. That is, but that is not being possible within this material world. That is the problem. The living entity is by nature, he wants joyful life. Anandamaya abhyasa. Abhyasa, abhyasa means by natural tendency, he wants joyful life. But there is a song, Bengali song. The poet writes, Sukhero lagiya e ghara bandhino anale kuriya gelo. I constructed my home to live very peacefully and comfortably. all of a sudden there was set fire and everything vanished. Just like in America, he have got experience that Mr. Kennedy, he became president after a long struggle. He had very nice wife, children, honor, prestige, everything. And somebody was telling me yesterday that people took him as very happy man within a second or prince. He was driving, he was in procession, people are honoring him, and within a second prince. So everyone is trying to be very happy, comfortable. But it is being finished within a second. Is it not a fact? Is there any disagreement on this point? That is the problem. Everyone is trying to solve this problem in his own way. They are manufacturing different ways only. But the problem is not solved. The problem is there. Here in America, whenever I meet some gentleman in the street, and he understands that I am coming from India, he says, India is very poverty-stricken. So, as if there is no problem in America. There is one problem, food scarcity. I tell him that you have got one scarcity, also many problems. You are not problem-free. So there is, suppose you have got some pain here. Sometimes we think that if pain would have been here, then it would have been nice. Hey, here it is, thank you. So pain here or there, it is pain. You see? So either you have got problem of food grains or problem of kidneys, but the problem is there. A different feature only. Therefore one should be very much careful to know how to solve this problem. Actually we are trying to advance in education, in scientific knowledge, and so many things we are trying. The material nature is offering problems after problems. That is the nature's business. You solve one problem and see present another problem. First of all, somebody thought if there is aeroplane, then it will be very nice to travel in the space. But now the problem is that by aeroplane, if there is enmity, another country can finish my country without any fights. Another problem. Now we have to go underground. I was reading in the World Almanac that next 100 years people will live underground. You have read that World Almanac?
This is taking place in Montreal.
Huh?
This is taking place in Montreal.
Yes, see? They will come on the surface just to breathe little freely. Otherwise they will have to live within underground. So another problem is coming. Intelligent persons who think of how this ultimate problem can be solved. So, what will be the answer? How ultimate problem can be solved? The problem is there. You agree, everyone? Or you have disagreement? There is no problem. You think there is no problem? Problem there is, you think, how to solve it? they are trapped, their utmost, it is not solved, then what is this solution? That solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And the seventh chapter. Where is Bhagavad Gita? Is there? No Bhagavad Gita here? Hare Krishna. Give me my spectacles. And behind that, there is a small book. Just stop. Yes. Give me that. They are stopping. I agree with them. Seventh chapter, 14th verse.
Seventh, what is?
Seventh chapter, 14th verse.
14th verse. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
This is the solution. This material nature, what is that? Read it again.
Well, this divine energy of mine.
Yeah. This material nature is another energy of Krishna or God. So, the energy is very strong. It is very difficult to surpass the problems put forward by the material energy. What is the exact language?
This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome.
It is difficult to overcome. There are three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. But they are very difficult to overcome. And what is the solution?
But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Yes. The solution is we have to surrender unto the Supreme. Just like if you are arrested by the police, then it is very difficult to get out of their clutches. But if you are a good citizen, surrender soul to the state, there is no problem. The police have nothing to do with it. Is it very difficult to understand? The problems are there. And the problems are under the management of this material nature. So, it is not possible to overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Exactly like if you are once arrested by the police department, it is not very easy to come out. So, mami vaja prapadanti mayami tantaranti. So, if you want to get out of these clutches of material nature, which is putting forward problems after problem, then you have to become a surrender soul or Krishna conscious. Otherwise, material nature is so strong, you think, now this problem is solved, but actually that is not solved. You create another problem. So is there any other method for solving the problem? Anyone can suggest? The ultimate problem is, of course, death. Nobody wants to die. Even one is very old man, older than me, and his body is not working. He is invalid, he cannot walk, he is lying on the bed, still he wants to live. If some suffering old man from so many diseases, invalid person, if you say, my dear father, grandfather, you are so much suffering, let me shoot you. No, don't shoot. He doesn't know how to die. So death is a problem. Nobody wants to die. But death comes and captures him, just like President Kennedy. Within a second, leave this position. Post. Submit. Yes, definitely. No scientific advancement of knowledge. Of course, this is also another science, Krishna science. But we understand scientific knowledge is material scientist, material science. They are also trying, the Russians sometimes say, that time will come when science will solve the problem of death, nobody will die. Let them think like that. But it is not possible. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dushana darshana. One who is actually learned, advanced in knowledge, he should know that these four things, the miseries of taking birth, the miseries of taking birth means we have to appear after this body is finished. We have to take another body. How this body is constructed, developed? In the womb of the mother, the father gives the seminar with the living entity within, and mother receives it and develops it, body. This is nature's law. So you have to live within the mother, compact, airtight, packed, for 10 months at least. Just imagine if you are packed in a bag and put in a airtight compartment, locked up. Would you like? You'll die within 3 seconds. But the arrangement is so nice by nature's law, the intestine, that the child lives with the mother's breathing, mother's fooding, even unconscious, the development of the body goes on. That is nature's arrangement, but you cannot do that. It is by God's grace the child lives, otherwise by your so-called scientific calculation, nobody can live in that condition. You just try, take any man, pack him, and put it in the airtight condition, he dies in 3 seconds. So there is suffering during birth. Similarly, there is suffering during death. These are and the concomitant sufferings always with this body. Similarly, there is suffering if you are diseased. And similarly, there is suffering when you are old. Let's say we are old, somehow or other keeping this body by messaging, by taking some medicine, this way, that way. This body is no longer just like a young man's body. It is suffering body. As soon as you are over 50 years by nature, so the old age begins. And when you are over 70 years, you are completely old. And you have to suffer the consequences of old age. You may try to keep that old body somehow, but there is suffering. A young man cannot understand, but one who is old, he can understand. There is suffering. Suffering of old age, suffering of birth, suffering of death, and suffering of disease. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dushana darshana. If you are proud of your advancement of knowledge, that you have solved all the questions, all the problems, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, don't think like that, that is your foolishness. These problems are there. What you can do? That is learned. Yes, problems are not solved. The problems are there. That is knowledge. If you have got some problem, and just like the rabbits when they face one hunter, and he understands that now my life is in danger, he closes his eyes. He thinks that the problem is solved. And peacefully he's killed. Their problems are there, but we are closing our eyes, or there is no problem, we are very happy. This is called Maya. The problem is not solved, but they are thinking that problem is solved by closing the eyes. That's all. Now here is the solution of problem. As Krishna says in the 14th verse, 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that is very difficult to surmount the problems offered by the laws of material nature. But one who surrenders them to me, he overcomes. Therefore we are teaching this Krishna concept to solve the problems of life. It is not sentiment or fanaticism or any sectarian religion. It is a fact that if you want to solve the problems of life, you have to become Krishna conscious. There is no other alternative. Krishna naam karo bhai arsham niche. You understand Bengali? It says that just chant Hare Krishna and everything is false. All other means of making some false. Why? Palaiva bhav nai jo maje piche. You cannot escape. Just death is waiting behind you. So before death overcomes you, you make a solution of the problem. That is intelligence. That the greatest danger is awaiting me. Death, that is sure as death, everyone knows. Now, how we shall meet death? Like cats and dogs? Then what is the use of this human form of life? The cats and dogs, they have got body. They all also will meet death. And I have got body, I will also meet death. So, am I meant for meeting death like cats and dogs? Then what kind of human form, human being I am? No. The Shastra says that Labdha Sudullamavidam Bhusam Bhavante. After many, many evolution of different kinds of bodies, you understand the evolutionary theory. It is not exactly like Darwin's theory, but this evolutionary process is there, that is admitted in Vedic literature. From lower grade of animal life to the higher grade of animal life. So this human form of life is to be understood, we have got this human form of life after many, many lower grades of life. Labdha Sudullavam. And it's very rare. You count those who are biologists, you count how many kinds of living entities are there. There are 8,400,000 subspecies of life. Out of that, the human being has very small quantity. Out of 8,400,000, the human species of life are 400,000. Compared with other animals, very small point. Out of that there are uncivilized men, many. They are almost animals. Then there is civilized form of human being, just like we are. Out of them, they do not know, many, they do not know what is spiritual life. Manusana, that is also stated in the Manusana and Sahasri. Out of many thousands of human beings, one is interested to make a solution of the problem. Not everyone. Everyone, they do not know everything. So what is the problem? Neither do they care for it. They think, oh, life, let there be problem. We have got this life, let us enjoy senses. So they are almost animals. But those who are inquisitive, how to solve the problem, they are actually accepted as human beings. Others, they are not even human beings. They are almost animals. So, we have got this opportunity. So this body should be utilized properly. How to solve the problem? If we simply give ourselves in the ways of the cycle of birth and death, of different types of body, that is not very good, not intelligence at all. So this human form of life should be utilized how to make solution of the problem. That is Vedic civilization. They stressed more on the solution of the problems, create problems. The materialistic way of life means to increase and create problems. So that is not perfect human civilization. The perfect human civilization is that you have to sit very calmly, quietly, and philosophically think how to solve this problem. Where I shall get the knowledge? This is human culture. The whole basic instruction is like this. Now you utilize this form of life to make a solution of the problem. Don't die. Before death comes, you make a solution. Don't die. Like cats and dogs. No. And one who tries, the Veda says, etat vidityaya prayati sa brahmana. One who dies after attempting to make a solution of the problems, he is Brahmin. And one who dies like cats and dogs, he is called Kripana. Kripana means very less intelligent man. So we should not die like cats and dogs, we should die like Brahmin. Even in one life this solution is not made, then you get next life opportunities, just like all these boys who have come to us. It is to be understood that they tried in their last life also for making a solution of this problem, but it was not finished. There is another opportunity. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So now, this life, you should be determined. Those who are coming to the touch of Krishna consciousness and initiated to execute, they should be very determined that in this life we shall make a solution. No more. No more coming again. That should be our determination. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. to make a solution of all the problems of life and go back to home, back to Godhead, where we get eternal, blissful life of knowledge. This is the seventh substance of Krishna consciousness. What do you think, our Australian friend? What is your name?
Elmfried.
Very good. So you try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement and just start a center in your country.
No chance. Yes, maybe.
Yes, why not? There are also human beings, why not? Let people are suffering, let them have this knowledge and be happy. Our proposal is Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. That is basic civilization. You all be happy. The basic civilization says, here is very nice boy. He has got money. Let me exploit him and bluff you and take your money. That is not basic civilization. Basic civilization is to think, let everyone be happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Everyone be happy. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness cult. It is not a cult, it is an actual path for solving all problems. People should know, and if he is intelligent, he will accept it. If he is intelligent, because Krishna ke bhaje sevar chetu, without being very intelligent, nobody can become Krishna conscious. It is not possible. Less intelligent person cannot do it. It is meant for the first class intelligent man.
Is it possible to make it in this life, this month? Is it possible that one falls down?
It is possible in 1 second. Provided you are serious. It's not difficult. Krishna bhakti kavanam janmanamanti jnanamanman prapadyate. After many, many births, one is intelligent, wise, fully grown, wise. He surrenders unto me, Krishna says. So if I am intelligent, then I will see that if that is the goal of life, that after many, many births, one has to surrender to Krishna, why not myself surrender immediately? This is intelligence. See, this is a fact that one has to come to this point after cultivating knowledge for many, many births. Then why not accept it immediately? Why shall I wait for many, many births? See, this is a fact. So that requires little intelligence. It does not require many, many births. It requires little intelligence. Take to this Krishna consciousness seriously, your problems are solved. Now, if you don't believe in it, then come to argument, come to philosophy, come to reason. Go on arguing, there are volumes of books. You can read, you can learn it. Every answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can try to understand it with your reason, with your argument. It is open. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was taught Bhagavad Gita. How much time? At most within half an hour. because it's very intelligent. This Bhagavad Gita, the people of the world are reading. Very, very learned scholar, wise men, they're reading. They're trying to understand, giving different interpretation. There are thousands of editions, commentaries. But Arjuna was intelligent, he understood it within half an hour. So it requires, on the relative intelligence, everything, this world is relative, law of relativity, very scientific. Professor Einstein's theory, law of relativity. So it is relatively. One can become immediately Krishna conscious within a second, and one cannot become Krishna consciousness after many, many births. So it is relative. If you have got sufficient intelligence, you can accept it immediately. If there is less intelligence, then it will take time. You cannot say that it will be possible after so many years. That cannot be said. It is relative. Everything is relative. For a human being, from year to year, one step, and for a small microbe, it is 10 miles. From year to year, 10 miles, far enough. So everything is relative. This world is relative world. There is no such formula that one can be Krishna conscious after so many years. No, there is no such formula. One cannot become Krishna conscious even millions after birth, and one can become within seconds Krishna conscious. But on the average, within this life, we can become perfect in Krishna consciousness, if you take it seriously. Especially, we are young boys, we expect at least we live for 50 years more, so that is sufficient time. Sufficient, more than sufficient. More than sufficient. If for 50 years, one chants simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's sure to become perfect. There's no doubt about it. Simply if you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna. Oh, there is no doubt about it.
Well, I have a question. whose choice is it? In other words, you said it takes an intelligent person to become Krishna consciousness. But it's obvious that are not so many intelligent people. Whose choice is it? In other words, if a person isn't intelligent, is it because he wants to enjoy that makes him ignorant? Or
yes.
Is it because he just he has to wait until he...
It is his choice. That's like if somebody offers you $1 million, tell it. You do not know what is the value of $1 million, you refuse it.
Yes.
A little intelligent. So the choice is yours. In all the cases, the choice is yours. If you know the value, instantly accept it. If you do not know the value, then it will take time. But after all, the choice is depending on you to accept it or not accept it. It is your choice. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, after instructing him, he inquires whether your illusion is now over. What you decide to do now? He said, yes, my illusion is over, I left. What he said. That's all. The choice is mine.
I know so many people, young people, that when they see us chant or when they see us chant on the street, I could see in their eyes that they really want to chant also, but something is stopping them.
That is Maya. Maya is there. Therefore, Krishna says the Maya is very strong. But if you capture Krishna very more strongly, then Maya cannot do it. If something is opposing your chanting, then you will have to chant more loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you defeat Maya. The medicine is the same. At least I do so when I am in some danger. I chant Hare Krishna loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's all. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is a song, Jai Sakal Vipad Gai Bhakti Vinod Jahan Ami Onam Gai. He said, as soon as I chant this Hare Krishna, I become immediately free from all dangers. So, the means is there. We have to utilize it. That requires intelligence. So, my request to you all, boys, that you try to understand. And you understand or not understand, it is a standard method. Try to induce people to chant Hare Krishna. They will be happy. They will get this. The real thing will be delivered to you. That is a fact. So such a simple method and such sublime gain. So why one should lose this? There is no loss, but the gain is very great. So why should we lose this opportunity? Let us make an experiment, chanting, and those who are making, those who are chanting, they are being convinced, they are being advanced, they are realizing, otherwise they are not wasting time. There is a boy, he is postgraduate, he is teacher, so he is not a fool. So why is he sticking? Unless he is feeling that yes, I am advanced. So anyone who will take to it, he will understand, yes, he is advanced. It may take little more time or quickly, that doesn't matter. But he will feel it. Pratyaksham avagamam dharma. Just like you are suffering, you are hungry. See, actually, nutritious foodstuff is given to you when you eat. You understand, yes, I am getting strength. My hunger is being satisfied. This is also like that. If you take to chanting, you will feel, yes, I am getting strength. My misgivings have been moved in this way. You go on, go on, go on. The perfect stage will come. It may take little more time or it may come quickly. That depends on my relative endeavor. But it will come. Be sure. And with this faith and conviction and understanding, you make progress, everything will be all right. But don't be misled that there is no problem of life, we are very happy, eating, sleeping, nothing. This is animal life. There is so many great problems, very great problems. This birth, death, old age, illusion. Everybody. Vatya, vatya, pliyat. Once manifested, again non-manifested, again manifested, again non-manifested. This body is manifested, down, it will be finished. Again I will have to take shelter of a mother, by certain process, maybe human being, or other than human being, then another body manifested. Then again finished, then again manifested. This is very troublesome business. Why should you accept this troublesome business? Mutta, mutta, puliye. This body is changing. Just remember your childhood, oh, how much troublesome life we have undergone in our. At least I can remember. Everyone can remember. So, stop this problem. Yadgatyana nivartanti tadhāma param. And what is the difficulty? You do your own work and chant Hare Krishna. You don't say that you stop your business, stop your occupation, you remain. It's like he is teacher, all right, his teacher, he is jeweler, remain jeweler, he is something, that doesn't matter. But be Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna, think of Krishna, take Krishna prasadam, everything is there, and be happy. That is all, propaganda. You learn yourself and preach this cult, people will be happy. Simple method. Vishwanath Prabhu, you understand English?
Yes.
So you stay with your son?
No, I am a little bit different.
So why don't you stay here and join your son for preaching Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
Because your son is so good, you must be good. Because a son cannot be good unless the mother is good. Because son inherits the mother's quality. That is nature. This Agnes mother wrote me first one letter of congratulations. And she came also to see me in Nirvindavan, his father and mother. Especially his mother is very happy. So this Krishna consciousness movement will produce good father and mother, and therefore they will have good children, and there will be no problem in the world. If everyone is Krishna conscious, not everyone, even 10% people become Krishna, there will be no problem. Problem is created due to bad children. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Varna Shankha. So if there are good children, there is no problem. Even in this material world, everything will become happy. The basic principle of Vedic civilization is to create good children. All the rules and regulations, everything is there just to create good children. In the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, these things are described very nicely by Arjuna. There are many purificatory processes to create a good child. A human being is not meant for creating offspring like cats and dogs. They must produce very good child. And that is baby civilization. A good child means Krishna conscious child. That's all. Yes. So we are trying to turn these children of the Western world, good children. The people should cooperate with us, this movement. They are taking care of the children, especially young boys and girls, they are coming. And we are taking care of them very nicely. Sometimes we are getting them married also to make their life very peaceful and intelligent and spiritually advanced and make a solution of life. So people should come forward to cooperate with this movement. How many children you have got?
Two.
Two?
Another one.
Adam. He is eldest.
Yes.
Where is that boy? Canada?
Canada.
Oh. In Vancouver? No.
No, no, Calgary.
Mm-hmm. So is there any other process from making solution? Are you? You are fast.
Yes.
He suggests that there is another solution. Why we should take the Krishna? No, there is no other. You have got any suggestion? Any other method? No. Then why don't you take to this and preach? What is the difficulty? You don't like to take it? Mandali Bhadra, your friend, he doesn't like? Ask him. If it is good, you must tell it. That is intelligence. You should not reject anything good, especially Krishna consciousness. Yes, that is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita amati kriyatam yadi kuto kilabhate tatra laulam ekamullam. Now janma koti ji, sukri ji, labhase. Very nice verse. Here he instructs that if you can purchase Krishna consciousness from any market, any store, please immediately buy it. The next question, then what is the price? I shall have to pay for it. Rupa Goswami says, oh, the price is simply your name. Tatra laulam, yes, I must have Krishna consciousness. That is the price, that's all. But that laulam, that eagerness is not achieved even after many regards. That is the problem. Therefore, it requires little intelligence. Oh, such a valuable thing. I can purchase only by eagerness, why not become eager immediately? That is it.